Center Wellington, University of Guelph professor Neil Caro took his objections to vaccine mandates public Monday when he was one of 18 delegates who spoke in support of a Center Wellington councillor's failed attempt to get the township staff vaccine policy rescinded. Caro is an animal bioscience professor at the U of G. He is the second U of G professor to speak against a COVID-19 vaccine policy, following Byron Bridle, who has made headlines with his vocal stance against vaccine mandates. Caro focuses on the immunoregulation, immunotoxicology and immunogenetics of livestock and fish species. His research interests include identifying genetic markers associated with inflammatory diseases, assessing the effects of maternal stress on the developing fetal immune system, immunonutrition, and how toxins affect the immune system. During his delegation, Caro addressed some issues he has with the township staff vaccine mandate, as well as the COVID-19 vaccines. He cited the former director of the Community Program for Emergency Management in Alberta, David Redman, as an authoritative figure on the government's ill response to the pandemic. Redman's job was to prepare the country for pandemics and other extreme disasters. I'll quote him as he told me that, the government took every plan they had written about pandemic preparation and threw it all out the window. The government panicked and put the doctors in charge, said Caro during his delegation. According to Caro, Redman stated that the emergency management's aim was to minimize the impact of COVID-19 as a whole, that lockdowns and mandates do not minimize adverse economic impacts brought about by the pandemic nor does it mitigate social disruptions. Caro also pointed out that over 85% of the population that ends up dying from COVID is 70 years old and older, however, the government is focusing on vaccinating young people. He used resources such as an article written by Gwyn Morgan for C2C Journal titled, No, We Can't Jab Our Way Out of the Pandemic. We've created this very divisive environment and we've created these draconian restrictions on people who are unvaccinated, which is totally wrong. Caro also outlined the definition of a vaccine, which the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, had allegedly changed, and indicated that an Activia yogurt is now considered a vaccine as per the CDC's definition of a vaccine. Delegates were given 10 minutes to present their thoughts and information to the council. Caro was unable to finish his presentation due to the time limit. However, despite the information and data presented by Caro and the rest of the delegates, the motion was rejected by a 4-3 vote. Attempts to reach Caro for comment following the meeting were unsuccessful.